This show is a proud member of the Nerdy Legion Podcast Network. Get more at nerdylegion.com. Enjoy the show!
What is up, everybody? Another week has come to an end, and it's Friday night, which means independent comics, independent wrestling. Welcome to Indie Alley. What's going on, Fred? What kind of week you have?
I've had a pretty rough week. I have this. people can't see it, but I dislocated my finger playing football with a bunch of kids. I play to win, so yeah. That's what happens when you try to rip a ball away from some hungry kids.
Did they just jump on you and tackle you and didn't care if you were in pain, or did they stop and have some concern when you?
No, they looked all shocked when they see my finger going a different direction. And I think they were more shocked because I was laughing, because I was like, holy shit, this is the first time I've ever like done anything to my body like this.
Oh, wow.
So they have stories. I'm sure it was a good day at school.
You should have seen that finger.
Right. All he did was laugh at us.
Oh, man. All right. Well, it couldn't have been that bad then. Did you win?
Hell yeah, I won. I played a win.
There you go. So that wasn't too bad of a week. It's been a busy week, that's for sure. But it's been a pretty good week. We had some comics to read. Did you happen to see, talking about wrestling and comics crossover, did you see those DC comic AEW drawings?
Yeah, I have. I've seen the Nyla Rose one, and I've seen the Jon Moxley one, and I'm really digging it. Yeah. Maybe we're onto something here, comics and wrestling.
Maybe we are. Two of them are Villalobos for sure. I know he did the Mox, and he did a Jungle Boy and Luchasaurus one.
Oh, I gotta see that one.
Yeah, there's a Jungle Boy Luchasaurus one. You can go to at Indie Alley, and you could probably see it. It's a good page to follow, by the way.
Well, I forgot about that. You're the one tweeting all this stuff now. I don't even go there anymore.
Hey, see how it is? See how it is?
I got enough things going on.
Well, that was a little wrestling kind of comic thing. I thought it was really cool. So you're right. We're on to something. Well, let's jump into our comics this week. We have three great comics, as always. Our first one is Killer Number 3. Ninja E, also known as Sight, joins the battle. But where do his allegiance lie? With a mind that's been broken by MI6, can Ninja F really be trusted? The high-octane battle royal continues as killers tear each other apart in pursuit of their wildest desires. Written by B. Claymore. Art by Fernando Dagnio. Colors by Jose Villarrubia. Letters by Jeff Powell. And this is Valiant, so be patient. Here we go. Covers by John Boy Myers. Another one by Larry Stroman with Rob Stoll and Ulysses Areola. Another one by Yannick Corbos. Another one by Coley Hammer. Another one by Wells Portasino with Raymond Lee. Published by Valiant, this is Killers. Ooh, all those variants.
Okay, right from the jump, we see a businessman eating soup at an outdoor patio of a restaurant, and he gets whacked right away. So I was all drawn in. But what really drew me in about this part right here is when you look at him eating on the following panel, in his spoon, you see a reflection of the bullet entering the back of his head and the reaction on his face. Yeah. And I was like, oh, that's badass. I was like, because I didn't catch it the first time I, you know, read right through it.
Uh-huh.
But then we find out who the gunman is none other than Ninja E.
Mm-hmm.
And he's, what, the fifth ninja that's been introduced in the Killers thus far?
Yeah, let's see. Yeah, he's the fifth.
Yeah.
Fifth ninja.
And I don't really know a whole lot about him. But then I noticed that, like, she mentions, like, the girl mentions that he's changed his name to Sight. But what I've seen from him, he seems like a pretty badass. Do you know anything about Ninja E?
No, I don't, because we'll get into it a little later. Like, I don't know what they're doing with all these ninjas right now. So, yeah. Well, I don't understand how all the ninjas are available. This story is being written, or this series is being written, like all the ninjas are contemporaries. Like they're all like same close to age and all that stuff. And the way it's always been in the comics before that is a ninja gets too old and is replaced with the next ninja. So we have like Ninja I in this, and we have Ninja E. That's a big, that we're talking decades that are supposed to be in between these guys. And I know they have their special powers to kind of like live longer, but ooh, we're talking decades here. So how ninja, when I first saw Ninja E, I was like, Ninja E? How the hell is Ninja E still alive? Ninja E should be old as hell. But it's a cool comic, so I'm kind of like torn.
Yeah, it is a, you know? It is a cool comic, and it has a ton of action in it. So many panels of like straight action, like fighting and stuff. It's something that you would like when Spike TV was still around and movies that guys like, this could be like something on there. I'm digging like everything about this book because it's new to me. Unlike you, I don't know the past. But what I've read is really cool, and I'm digging. Is it Ninja F? Is he the peace and love guy?
Yeah.
I think he's that's a dude I can chill out with. Like, he's just like, he wants to meditate and smoke some herb, and I'm down for that.
Yeah, he's, you know what's a trip too, is that they call her G. So it kind of like, it's funny, like when I read it in a voice like, hey, what's up, G? They're using G, the, you know, as it being, that's her letter. Wow. That's her, because she's Ninja G. But it's just interesting. Like, what's up, G? Hey, did you do that, G? I read it like that. I was like, that's kind of cool.
So you're gangster. That's what you're telling me.
I'm going gangster.
On her. All right.
but yeah, they're supposed to be a lot older. But I don't get, you know, it's drawn so well. It kind of reminds me of the second movie of The Kingsman.
Okay.
You know how you've the different spies. And I know it's American spies and English spies in the Kingsman, but, you know, you have these different spies from different eras, and they have different kind of gimmicks, and they have different powers, and they're all getting together on this outrageous mission. Who knows what it is, but it's really fun, and it's well written. And I, other than that, like not understanding the continuity, that's a minor pick and bitch for me, just being a Ninja K reader. I've just confused everybody with all these ninjas, huh? But it's a good book.
Which is your favorite out of the five that's been introduced? Do you have one?
Oh, the main character, easily, it's G. I liked her when they introduced her in this last run of Ninja K. I just thought she was so awesome.
And that's,
you know, she just looks badass. That's the one that looks a little bit like
the Jackie Brown character.
Yes, Jackie Brown. That's what I was looking for. Jackie Brown with ninja swords, you know.
Yeah, she's good. I like the, you know, F, the peace and love dude that kind of hangs out with her. He kind of reminds me of that small soldier guy from, remember that movie, Small Soldiers?
Yeah.
The lead army guy. But, yeah.
Yeah.
I totally, like, I think this is only a 5-issue run. So, you know, it's, you might want to trade weight if you can't find the first two. But I definitely would pick up this book, or even, like, the trade, because it's been pretty damn good, and Valiant has been putting out some really good books since what would you say, like the last 2 years?
Oh, a little more than that. I'm trying to think when Kent started his Mount of War run. That's when I really got into Valiant, this last run he did. Oh man, that it might be 3 or 4 years, to be honest. And Lemire was in there playing with Bloodshot. Speaking of Bloodshot, I'm excited Seeley's gonna take over there. But yeah, I love Valiant because the books always look great. You never get an ugly looking Valiant book. They really put the effort into the art, and they tell some really interesting stories. I just love the universe.
Right, and then I was only saying like the last 2 years is because that's how far back I've been reading. But I did, or actually, I take that back because what is the Archer and Armstrong, the one by Fred Van Lente? I started reading that one too, so I guess I'm wrong. I just debunked myself.
I'd say you probably started 3 years ago and didn't realize it, because I know you've been reading, you read the Lemire stuff.
Read everything Lemire, so yeah.
Yeah, it just all jumbles together.
Right.
How long?
Yeah, I don't even know what today is.
Oh my. Yeah. Okay, on that note, we are moving on to the next comic. Okay. Oh, this might be kind of good. I'm not remembering. Once in Future. Once in Future number 3. The Maguire family has held back supernatural threats for generations, but this time they messed up. As an ancient evil arises from the grave, Bridget and Duncan find themselves up against forces bigger than they could have expected and faces new and old, are about to complicate things further. Written by Kieran Gillian, illustrated and the cover by Dan Mora. Colored by Tamarin Bonvillain. Letters by Ed Dukeshire. And variant cover by David LaFuente with colors by Herman Garcia. Published by Boom Comics, Once and Future.
Okay, when I picked up this issue, all I was wondering is, could issue 2 live up to issue 1? And in my opinion, it did. Issue 2 picks up where issue 1 left off. Duncan is discovering Grandma is an ex-monster hunter who has come out of retirement because of some nationalist group, go figure, are trying to raise King Arthur. I originally thought after reading issue 1 that this book was kind of like an action adventure, but now after reading issue 2, I'm starting to get a very much a horror vibe out of this book with some comedy. Mm-hmm. So I would say, like, I think the comedy is full of, like, sarcasm and stuff, so I get like a Simon Pegg, like, you know, something like a British movie, like, or like the lead, like Shaun of the Dead kind of, in a way.
Yeah, British humor for sure, yeah.
Definitely, like, the humor and the sarcasm is, like, one of my favorite aspects of this book, especially coming from Grandma, because, I mean, I could, if this was a movie or something, remember, like, the old lady from Golden Girls? Like, the oldest one? Like, yeah,
the oldest one?
If she was playing this part, that's who I would cast right here. I mean, that's money. But, yeah, there's a lot of, like, the colors are really good. I love the colors by Bonvillain. The art's really good, especially like the scenes with King Arthur being raised. I thought that was like, oh, yeah. I was like, whoa. But yeah, what'd you think about this book?
Yeah, it's a great looking book. I like how it turns the King Arthur myth on its head. We've always thought of King Arthur as this heroic, great character. And now it turns out that King Arthur was more like an avenging angel or something, or, you know, that his purpose was to wipe things out in the name of England and in the name of his tribe. And then we find out that even Anglo-Saxons are considered bad. He kills all those guys because they're actually Anglo-Saxons. And he doesn't kill that one girl because she's a true Celt. A Celt, I'm sorry. And that was kind of different. Like, okay, so now we're thinking of King Arthur and his court as he's raising his court up, his Knights of the Round Table, and they're not good people, and we've never thought of it that way. So that was a cool concept, like you said, a horror concept, and I really like that. The book looks great. The interactions between the grandma and the grandson are the best. The grandson's a little bumbling, you know, like they make the joke early on, and she's all telling him, watch the rock for the rocks. And what does he do at the end? He kicks a rock. And of course, now the, you know, we end with the cliffhanger of they've been discovered, you know, and we see what happens next. But
yeah,
it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it is a lot of fun. And I can't believe that Duncan is so, like, not, like, he seems to be, like, book smart, but, like, not, like, everyday smart. Did you catch that? Like, you know, like.
Yeah. It's like a professor, but not really any
street. Right, no, yeah. Street smarts at whatsoever. Like, he doesn't understand anything but, like, what was this thing? Liminal time? He can throw those words out, like Grandma says, oh, big words and things like that. But yeah.
Grandma's street smart. I bet you Grandma can put down a pint or two.
Yeah, she's gangster. She's straight up gangster. You know, she gets jiggy with it.
She keeps a bottle of scotch under the bed.
But yeah, it's the, two books in and it's still doing good. I say go read it. Go pick it up.
Definitely one of the better books on the out there. Man, I find myself reading a lot of Boom. I don't know about you. I mean, it's weird. Boom's in my, you know, pull list now. There's at least 3, I think, I have. That's a lot.
Which 3? Something Killing the Children.
Something Killing the Children. Angel by Brian Edward Hill. Once in Future. And I think there's another one, but it's not coming to me right now. So, Bone Parish just ended.
Right. Yeah, I'm drawing blanks right now.
So am I, but it'll come to me. I definitely have one more on there. But that's, good for them. Good
Yeah.
stuff. All right, comic number three. One of our favorites, because I don't think there's any book out there that's crazier than this damn book. The Weatherman, number four. Time is running out. On the run and hunted by Kestrel's forces, Nathan and Cross battle their way to the frozen heart of the Nyseth Arctic Lab, hoping to finally collect the hard drive containing Nathan's former identity. But when Nathan's separated from the rest of the crew, we have to make an impossible decision. He'll have to make an impossible decision. Boy, I'm botching this. Same Cross, or save Cross, who will erase his mind to save humanity, or save himself and doom the galaxy. Written by Jody LaHoop. Art by Nathan Fox. Colors by Moreno Denisio. Letters by Steve Wands. Designed by Tom Muller, editor Josh Johns. Cover A, Nathan Fox. Cover B, Andrew Robinson. Cover C, Jason Pearson. Published by Image, the crazy ass weatherman.
Okay. Now I know like we're all comic fans and stuff, and some people like to smoke weed. So this is where you would definitely want to light it up because this stuff is wild. Is there any character better than Nathan Bright? I mean, this guy
Oh
is
my God, he's
absurd. He's,
hilarious.
yeah, he's like, I get a feeling like when I'm reading like the interactions and the things that he does in this issue and prior issues that it's like Jim Carrey, like
Oh yeah.
Ace Ventura. Like he's just all over the place
He
and
just
especially,
randomly says stuff.
yeah, weird stuff. Like what was he saying? Like Pro lab or something, or
Yeah, instead of probably, yeah.
yeah, like what the hell is that? And then it became a thing further on in the issue, and Amanda Cross is like, stop saying that. But in the beginning, like the issue starts off in the frozen tundra of Canada, eh? Nathan Bright, Amanda Cross, the Marshal, and is it Pace and Pickles? I think they were there too. Are trying to stop. They're trying to stop a terrorist group known as the Sword of God from destroying humanity. I think that's what they're called, the Sword of God, aren't they?
That sounds right.
If it's not, don't at me. I
Yeah.
thought that's what it was, but I could be wrong. But in the beginning, here's where all the comedy is. And if you ever read like Jody LaHoop's Shirtless Bear Fighter, it's gonna be off the rails. But Nathan's got a gun and he's shooting all crazy and he's going behind the back and just saying stuff, and then like the kids are saying stuff sarcastically back to him and stuff. It's a lot of fun. But I didn't expect, like, I just want to fast forward to the end. I didn't expect that last panel to be like that, and now I'm like, where the hell's the story going? Because they still have two more issues of
Yeah.
this story arc. So I'm like, whoa. Did you
Yeah.
see anything of that coming?
Kind of, because let's go back to that beginning where he's shooting the gun. Did you notice that the fact that he was acting all crazy and raving the gun all crazy, the other guy goes and cuts the trunk, and all six bullets went through the same hole. So he hit the target exactly. Because everyone else goes, woo, you hit it once, good for you. But the reality is he hit the target six times exactly. So if you
Oh,
look
I
at it, he's
didn't catch
holding all
that.
six bullets. The guy with the bounty hunter guy, he's
The
holding all six.
marshal.
Yes, the marshal, excuse me. So he's holding all six bullets. So he knows something's up. So I'm not sure if maybe the Ian Black character is starting to come out a little more in Nathan and taking the body back and the conscience back. And so
Oh.
that's why we're getting this reversal, because he does have that moment where he's like he seems like he's talking to Ian Black in his mind, like, what are you going to do here? What are you going to do? And they're arguing. And so I think that Ian Black is actually in a little more control of Nathan than we realize. That's just a guess. I'm completely guessing, but I think Nathan.
I do like some conspiracies. Tell me more.
Yeah. So I think there's more to him, but he's an idiot and I love him. He's just
Almost
hilarious.
spit this all over the computer.
But yeah, and I love Pickles. Pickles is like a panda bear with like a bunch of eyes, or not panda bear, excuse me, a polar bear with a bunch of eyes. And we find out that they're manifestations that people create with their mind. They had to have either seen it or eaten it or something to like know to create it. They explained it to us. So this is the manifestation of a little girl's head. So she created pickles in her head. You know, she decided to create this giant polar bear with all these eyes. And it's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's definitely wild. It's definitely something Johnny would read. But yeah, I'm digging in. I really like the colors and the artwork is really good too.
I think the colors really fast. That's where your getting a little high comes into play, because these colors are gonna really pop.
Yeah, it definitely. And would you say like this is? Would you have to wait, because this is issue what, 4 of the second arc?
Yeah. So we have 2 more, and they're going to go trade. You could wait trade. You could buy the first trade if you haven't read the first trade, so you can understand the Ian Black, Nathan thing, because they kind of expect you to understand that a little more here in this second.
That is true. What I did notice at the end of the issue was, I think Jody had written in there that the second, or issue 5, is not going to come out till November.
Oof.
And then 6, not till January.
Holy smoke, what are they doing to us?
I don't know. So it's going to be interesting to know if we're going to remember what happened prior. So you might have to keep all those
rereads.
Yeah, keep those issues handy so we can get back into it. But I definitely say, like, check out this title, even like the first arc. It's one of our favorites. We covered it on Street Level Floppies, at least 2 or 3 times?
Yeah, it's a crazy book. Yeah, I mean, once you embrace the crazy. Well, you know what I didn't like with the first one we've discussed is they killed the dog, man. It took me a while to get past that, but.
But they bring the dog back in this. Was it issue, the first issue of this arc?
It was the first or the second. He comes back in hologram form.
Yeah, one of the like that far form. I can't remember. I read so many freaking books, I can't remember. check it out.
Definitely. Check out Weatherman. Well, that's pretty much it. I just wanted to mention one more thing. The space heist of Vivi and QWERTY is still in the middle of its Kickstarter. I think they're, about a week in now? And I saw him post something yesterday that they're about 1/3 there. Is that what he said? They're 1/3 to their number?
I believe so. I think they have, during this time, I think they're 26 days left on the Kickstarter.
Yeah, something like that. They definitely have. But, you know, get in there, check it out. I mean, even just the PDF is very affordable, you know, and there's no shipping cost. And I believe that the physical copies are free shipping in the U.S., guys. I mean, there's very few Kickstarters to give you free shipping. Come on, man. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you're like, oh, Kickstarter, $10. Oh, $6.99 for shipping.
Just buy it.
Yeah. Or give it a look.
Just back it. I mean, don't buy it, back it. Do both. What the fuck am I saying?
You know what? I think it's because you're ready for wrestling. I think your inner Moxley's taking over.
I think it's because I haven't drank caffeine.
Oh. So let's wrestle, nerds. All right, guys. We're into the wrestling portion of our show. Before we go a little farther, we want to send a shout out to one of our great fans and listeners, Fred.
This goes out to the Backcracker, Dr. Joe. All right, people, any of you gamers out there, you need to go check out Dr. Joe on Twitch TV if you're into sports. I think he does like some Batman stuff, or he's mentioned about doing it. Check him out. Give him a follow. You can follow him on twitch.tv at, what is that?
It's Backcracker _ Dr. Joe.
Yes, Backcracker _ Dr. Joe, all in, what is that called?
Lowercase?
Lowercase. See, man, I can't even do this because I haven't drank caffeine in like 2 days and I'm trying to detox and I can't even, I'm having brain.
He's over here
right
doing
now,
like typing signal. This is great radio.
Yeah, nobody can see what I'm doing. I'm just like doing this and I'm like, that's the name of the episode. Brain farts.
There you go. But go follow Backcracker _ Dr. Joe. Is that his wrestling name? That sounds like a wrestling name. He's the Backcracker.
Yeah, he's a heel.
He's like Bane. He's going to crack your back, and that's going to be it. Over. Over. All right. Well, you know what? I don't think there was one promotion that really stood out this week, but a whole bunch of little stuff is happening as we get ready for, like, probably what's going to be the biggest week in wrestling history since forever I can think of, man. Like, everything is happening all at once. So really fast, we're going to jump around and see what's going on in the different places and then have some nice discussions about the world of wrestling. So, Fred, New Japan.
This week, was it last Sunday, Destruction of Kobe took place, and it was a pretty damn good show. First, I'd like to say that I'm really liking the Chaos versus the Bullet Club matches that they're doing on there.
Yeah.
Because they're the two most powerful factions in New Japan. Let's be honest. After that, I'd like to say that New Japan has a new IGWP. Is that what it says?
IGPW.
See, that's the damn caffeine again. Intercontinental Champion. It's Jay White. He defeated Naito.
Wow. That makes me sad.
But my favorite... Oh, you didn't know that?
No.
I thought you watched everything.
No, not everything. I tried.
It makes...
Did you watch any of them?
Yes. Yes, I did. I watched some, but I didn't watch that.
You just skipped it. You saw Jay White and you're like, nope.
Nope.
They have, I mean, now they have all the belts except for the Okada and Osprey's
Holy
belts.
Smokes. They don't have the
That's
British
it, right?
belt. They don't have what's
the
his name.
The British
belt
is a different company.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Rose a different company. But they use them there.
And I don't think they have the six-man belts because I think Yano is in that group. Who's Yano with?
Yano's in Chaos.
He is?
Yeah.
Oh, damn. So Chaos and Bullet Club control it all.
Yeah.
See, ask Joe. Look at him, the Wikipedia over here.
Oh. Well, New Japan's probably been the best promotion for me, like, for the past 2 weeks.
Yeah. But we didn't get to the best part of the Kobe. Destruction of Kobe was when Jushin Thunder Liger, he attacked Minoru. Is that how you say it?
Minoru Suzuki.
That I'll have Joe say the names. I'll just point to
him. He tried to stab him.
Yeah, he attacked him on the ramp. And then when they were in the ring and stuff, they were going at it. And it was like a different Liger. And then he just lost it. And he took off his mask. And he took off like the top part of his...
tore it up.
Yeah, he just tore off like his shirt and stuff. So that and his face was painted. And he blew... missed into Suzuki and into the referee's eyes. And then he went after like a railroad spike type of thing and went to stab Suzuki with it. But there was a table that he had set up earlier in there. And Suzuki moved and it went through the table. And then he started chasing Suzuki with the table with the spike in it.
He tried to throw it at him.
Yeah, so he did throw it at him because it hit the railing outside.
Yeah, I was like, well, good thing that they have two rails so it didn't hit anybody in the crowd.
But that was my favorite part because just to see Liger just lose it like that, I mean, he's like that's his heel turn, like his Hulk Hogan NWO move or something.
He said, the commentator said that he's only done it 4 times and went after that. That means that, like, all of New Japan's in trouble for a while. Like, it doesn't just stop there.
Yeah, because he was seen even attacking, like, the people that were supposed to be with him.
Yeah, he was attacking Hiroshi, Tanahashi, and all those guys that were out there with him.
Yeah.
I definitely need to check that out. I didn't finish watching that. I'm a slacker, I know. But... yeah, I got to watch something more fun. Not. all right, let's go to MLW, which I did watch, by the way.
Yeah.
What do you got on MLW?
Oh, one of the first match was the Injust. One of what's his name? The one they were like prison suits. What's the white dude with the man bun's name?
Jordan Oliver.
Oh, yeah, I don't like him. Well, he went against.
I don't like that whole team.
No, I think they wasted Kota Brazil and what's the other guy's name? His heel work. Nobody likes him. So, but he's actually okay of a wrestler. They both are. But he went against Zenshi, and Zenshi is always amazing. And I don't know. I felt like maybe Jordan Oliver was doing okay because I don't like him. but then at the end of the match, they I forgot to write down who won that. Do you know who won that?
I think Injustice won that.
Okay, so...
But all I have on my notes, I showed your dad my notes, I have a big frowny face.
Okay.
That's what I wrote next to it.
So that means that they won. So if they won or he won, doesn't matter. They attacked him after the match and Gringo Loco came out with a chair and, you know, chased him out of the ring. And then the main event was Dynasty versus the Hart Foundation. Okay, and then it was a 2 out of 3. It was like a... Okay, something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, 2 out of 3 falls.
Yeah, elimination thing or something. But the Hart Foundation won, and that retains the titles.
No, they didn't win.
Yeah, they won at the last thing where they knocked out MJF.
No, Austin Aries came in and attacked Teddy Hart. And then, so Teddy Hart got counted out. So, you're thinking it was over when the Hearts won the second fall. So, I think Dynasty won the first fall, the Hearts won the second fall, and then Dynasty won the third fall because Austin Aries attacked Teddy Hart. And I don't know why Davey Boy didn't come to his aid. I think Davey Boy was knocked out on the other side of the ring or some nonsense. But yeah, they had it won, and then... Aries came out. And they're selling the angle that Aries really hurt him bad. Because I saw that on the internet.
I love how MJF sells the Canadian Destroyer. He looked like he wasn't... I don't even think he was there. That's it. But then we got two matches for next week, which is Havoc versus Mance Warner at the... I don't know what they're calling it. Some sort of brawl. And then Timothy Thatcher versus Douglas James. No, but they keep hyping this Timothy Thatcher guy, so I don't know.
That's the guy that wrestled the British Bulldog in...
Oh, it's this... Is it
isn't that what his name was?
The British guy?
Oh, yeah. I know who you mean. Yeah, okay. So that's going to be one of those kind of matches. I don't know. Maybe. But Mance was cool. Mance had a promo. He dropped a promo on Havoc, and it was fun. It was beautiful. Go back and just see that, and that's the best part of the whole show for the week.
He liked my tweet today.
Did he like your tweet?
Yep.
Did he buy you a beer?
No, but it was like you know that tweet where he was talking about being a tag team with, like, RoboCop, and then he wanted to do a buddy movie with him? So I put, like, a gif of him all bloodied with Callahan stapling money to his forehead, and I was like, that would be so money, red light on. And he liked that, and I was like, hell yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
lariats and light beers, brother.
Yeah, I'm straight. Yeah, he ended the promo. He just basically said, I'm going to go drink some beers right now. Good stuff. All right, I'll take on ROH next. You know, I have to admit this, and it's hard to do because I even tweeted it. So there's tweets out that prove it. I feel like that last episode of ROH that I watched on Monday actually was pretty good. I have to say it. There was a few matches. There was there was a Brody match against Vinny Marcella. Oh, no, it was the Beer City Bruisers match against Vinny Marcella, and it was pretty good, I have to admit. And then the main event was Lifeblood versus the Villains, and it was Brody and Marty versus Bandito and Haskins. It was also a great match.
Yeah, those matches are always good.
So I was really enjoying it, and then in the middle there was the Allure. And then it brought everything back down where it's supposed to be.
Is that where you went to the bathroom?
No, I didn't, because I was sitting here, and I just stayed here. But the funniest thing about the lore thing is at the bottom, there was, like, it scrolled, like, there was text that said, to see this match in its entirety, join Honor Club. And I'm thinking, that's not a good way to sell Honor Club because nobody is going to pay to see this match in its entirety because nobody wants to see any more of this match. It was so bad. Oh my God, was it bad. One other thing is they announced this 8-man tourney they're going to have for the number one contender. And it's going to start this weekend. And here's the bracket really fast. On one side, you have Colt Cabana versus Marty Scurll. And at the bottom of it is Bandido versus Jay Lethal. So the winners of those two will face off. On the other side, you have PCO versus Kenny King and Dalton Castle versus Mark Haskins. So those are your wrestlers that are going to get a shot at presumably Matt Taven or maybe Rouge, who knows, in the future. So I just kind of thought that was a cool tournament. Notable missing, I don't see any Jeff Cobb in that.
Yeah, I don't know what happened to him. Where'd he go?
He's there. Because I know nobody knows it, but there is an ROH pay-per-view tomorrow night. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Wait, is it tomorrow or is it tonight?
I think it's tomorrow. It might even be tonight. You're right. But I thought it was tomorrow. But maybe it's tonight.
Well, you'll watch it tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll watch it tomorrow. I'll watch it on my app because it'll be on Honor Club. I'm not paying for it. But, you know, the crazy thing is if they have some matches, like Lifeblood's going to face the Bandido and Haskins are going to face the Briscoes.
Ooh.
I want to see that.
Yeah.
Because that's what they earned because Lifeblood and Haskins or Haskins and Bandido earned that by beating the villains. So they get a match with the Briscoes.
So that's for the belts?
For the belts.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah. So, like I said, the show wasn't bad. I have to admit, you know, it was a slow week and other stuff, but I haven't seen all of the New Japan. And after you told me, I guess I have to revisit everything. But it was better than NXT and it was better than MLW. Well, or ROH, I would say that.
One thing, not to get off topic, but I forgot to mention was you watched a prior New Japan thing or show that we covered last week, right?
Yes. Uh-huh.
So you know how Yo and Cho pinned the Gorillas of Destiny?
Yes. Uh-huh.
They did it again on that show.
Holy smokes.
And then they attacked him again after.
Yeah, so I'm wondering if they're going to get a title shot. You know, I think that's what they're building up to.
Wow.
But
I don't know. Are they on that Kingdom card or King of Wrestling card? Maybe.
Wrestle Kingdom card?
No,
it's called King of Wrestling.
King of Wrestling. It's this weekend.
We have so many
pay-per-views this weekend.
Yeah, it's a good-looking pay-per-view. This is the one that has like Sonata versus Okada.
So that means next week's going to be
And
huge.
That's for the title, too.
Yep. You know, Ibushi is fighting Evil. And I don't know if it's for his little ticket or not, his little contract. But
isn't that the one where Ospreay and Phantasmo are for the belt, Ospreay's belt.
Mm-hmm. That's the last belt out there then, huh? So they might take that belt too. Wow. Ospreay's got to hold the line. Mm-hmm.
Wait,
we're off topic. We have to get...
We also have the Wednesday Night War next week, so that's a lot.
Yeah. All right, let's get back on topic. Right. Let's finish going around this and then we'll get into our discussion. All right, Impact Wrestling is where we're at right now.
There's a rumor going around. It hasn't been said by WWE, but that Johnny Impact has signed a deal with WWE. I did not know about this until shout out to Ronnie. He actually messaged me and gave me the 411. But it seems like Taya is like shooting it down today on there, so who knows? Who knows? Maybe it's just a thing, but with the episode, what I liked about this past week's episode is like the storylines, whether it's like the Eddie Edwards and Ace Austin storyline or the Sue Young Havoc storyline, which got really trippy, that storyline, because after the match, there was a fight backstage and it went backstage and they were going upstairs and they're just pounding on each other. It was really odd to me that Havoc had grabbed this noose and put it around Sue Young's neck, and it made it look like her legs were like flailing, like she was being hung. But, you know, obviously she's not being hung because wrestling's fake, right? So then at the end of the show, they showed, like, you know, because it took place in Mexico, the Hispanic doctors are, like, you know, going crazy. And then it's trying to revive her. And then it's just, like, the beat, the heart monitor just went flatline. So that's how the episode ended. And I'm really digging, like, everything, like, the storylines. But as we all know, the main guy of those storylines is going to AEW, but...
Yeah, I was about to say that. I go, that sounds like it had Kevin Sullivan's fingers all over it.
Yeah.
And that's a huge story that you have. Is that they... I sent you that information that it's not just Kevin Sullivan, but it's his whole company, and I didn't realize how much his company did. Like, graphic artists, production people, sound people, camera people, editing, video editors. I mean, it's a whole thing. They're losing, like, a bunch of people. And it's, someone said it's not just AEW gaining, it hurts Impact. Because they lost some major stuff. So, wow.
So you would say it's making an impact on AEW?
Yeah, that was going to be my question. Yeah. Oh. You went and stole my question. All right. Do you have any more Impact before we move on to NXT?
No, not at all.
Okay, we're going to move on to NXT, and me and Joey are going to share NXT because I don't have the network, and Joey does. And he definitely is going to need the network if Johnny Mundo, Johnny Impact, John Morrison is going to come back, who's one of his favorite wrestlers, so he can watch him. But NXT, first hour, I was kind of disappointed. I didn't really enjoy the Dakota Kai match. It was kind of a squash match. She just beat that girl pretty quickly. That is not the best I've seen Keith Lee and Dijakovic have. Yeah. They've had way better matches than that, so I thought it was just okay. And the Riddle Killian Dane didn't really do it for me either. It was just kind of an okay match. There was not it was really a flat. It was nothing like last week's. Last week's had energy, and they were like, "This is our product. Please come watch NXT." I feel like this week was just kind of like, we're just going to throw this out until next week when the real stuff starts.
It has to be 2 hours. Here you go. We're going to stretch it out.
So what did you get on the network? Because I didn't get anything
the second off the hour. Network. I thought it was okay. The first match of the, did you see when Adam Cole came out after?
Yes, I did.
On the first? Okay, so Adam Cole came out and they're building that for next week, but first match was Rhea Ripley versus Kayden Carter. I want to say it was a squash match, but it really wasn't because she stayed in there for a long time, and she started the match off on her side. Rhea Ripley was kind of losing until she hit her with the finishing move. And then the second match was Oney Lorcan and Danny Burch versus Ever-Rise. You saw that too. So what was...
Who is Ever-Rise? Are they new?
They're new. It's like two Canadian guys in there.
One guy's last name is Martel, like Rick Martel, but they're not related.
So are they like the North part too?
They kept trying making references to like the Rougeau brothers.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. And then they kept like naming Canadian wrestlers like, that's like what Bret Hart used to do.
Right. You know, like when they see like a Mexican wrestler in the ring, they bring up every like Mexican wrestler they know just to act like they know somebody.
Which is like three, so they're
Oh, they have a mask. Oh, Rey Mysterio.
Yep. Yeah, they bring up Rey Mysterio.
Kane.
The third match was Real Mendoza. Mendoza versus Cameron Grimes from Impact, and I thought that was a pretty good thing. I mean, pretty good match. I don't know what they're doing with Cameron Grimes.
Cameron Grimes does nothing for me.
No,
but that's two shows because they had him last week on NXT. They had him on the TV part of it too, the USA part. Grimes, I think, came out.
Yeah, I don't understand his character. What's with the? Is he like?
He's like a steampunk hillbilly.
Yeah, I don't know if he's kind of encroaching on Juice, maybe? Something like Juice's
Oh,
thing.
Yeah, that hat is kind of Juice-esque.
Yeah.
Not anymore.
He's like, but yeah, he's like a steampunk hillbilly. Like, he's like, that's what I'm, yeah. It's oh, definitely man. Odd. Like, it's he's weird. Like, yeah, I don't get it.
But Mendoza seems like a really good wrestler.
Are hillbillies into steampunk?
I don't know. You really got me there. I don't know where you have to check on. Do we have a high hillbilly listenership that maybe can answer that?
I'm sure we do.
I don't know.
I mean,
yeah.
I mean,
but I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, Mendoza's 205 Live, I think, right? That's why we don't see him a lot.
I don't know.
Is he? I think he might be.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
I don't know. I watch 205 Live.
You can tell
sometimes.
We don't really watch much WWE.
Yeah.
I don't think he is because I've been watching 205 Live for the past two
I'll
or
trust
three
you.
Weeks. But he seems pretty, like, really good because, you know. But next match, the main event was, well, for the second hour, main event was what they were building up last week. Kushida.
Okay.
Had a surprise tag partners against Imperium. And, because, you know, Imperium, Kushida came out and attacked them last week and got away. And his surprise tag partners were the Fashion Police, Breezango.
Okay.
That's definitely Vince booked that shit.
Yeah, I was going to say, that sounds very Vince.
He's like, yeah. What's more eccentric than a guy dressed up like Back to the Future and he's Asian, but throw out like two guys that look like they're from the Village People
or Zoolander?
He said Zoolander.
But was it a decent match? I mean, Breeze can wrestle. So.
Breeze can wrestle, but. Kushida and them won. But then while Kushida was running away, Walter came out and booted him, and he, like, just fell on the ground and stayed there. And, you know, they left with the heel. They stayed on top.
That kind of makes sense that they would do the Walter thing because Kushida is, like, strong style, so, you know,
strong
Walter
style.
Can slap the shit out of anybody, chop him and stuff, and who's better to take it than him? So it makes sense.
Makes sense. Did you see Jericho made fun of that, like saying Walter is one of the worst wrestling names ever, or what kind of wrestling name is Walter? He tweeted that yesterday.
I mean, I can't complain because my name's Fred, so I mean, what the fuck?
Yeah. True. True. All right. Anything else on NXT or is that
No. Oh, but next week they're trying to knock AEW out.
They're going to try, but they're going to fail. Because yes. I'm telling you right now, Adam Cole, Matt Riddle is not a main event yet.
No, not yet.
To a non-NXT crowd, that is not a main event yet. They should have. I don't know why Gargano is not somehow not involved in this.
Yeah, because Adam Cole and Gargano have been going at it way before.
I know, but if you want to put eyes on it, you need to have someone bigger or Velveteen Dream or someone. I mean, Riddle still is not as well known to the
non-hardcores.
So I don't know. I just think that they're going to lose out to the main event that has the Bucks and Jericho and Omega and whoever the secret, you know, opponents are.
Okay. And so, then the women's match And then the tag.
The ladies' match might be okay.
Yeah,
but,
like, it's not going to overdo AEW.
No. And I don't need to see the Undisputed Era against the Street Profits again. I don't need to see it. So, to me, AEW already won.
Yep.
I want to see the AEW show more. That's just me. But yeah, so the AEW, I didn't have a lot of news either. It's just been more them just hyping up. They've got trucks now. They've got, you know what I mean? They're just hyping. Like, watch our show. And I'm excited. Don't get me wrong, but it's quiet on their end. There's no signings. They're keeping everything tight-lipped if there is a signing. So
yeah, they want it to be a surprise.
Yep.
So that's a bigger deal.
Yep. So one more Fed promotion I'm gonna hit really fast is NWA, not the rap group, had a lot of good announcements. They just built a women's division that might be better than ROH's in one day. Okay, they added, let's see. I have it written down so I don't forget. They added Marty Bell, Thunder Rosa, and Ashley Vox. They already have Allison Sin. That's her name, right? Allison Sin or Ali Sin, something like that. So they have a good thing going already. And they're going to be part of the first taping. And the first taping is, I have it right here. October 1st. September 30th and October 1st in Atlanta Studios. They're going to film the first episodes of NWA. I can't wait. You guys going to plan on watching NWA?
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Even if you get watching. Spoiled?
Yeah. Because there's a few people that we haven't quite heard of that we're willing to check out because, I mean...
Yeah.
It's plus I like Thunder Rosa. She's really good. Is Holly dead in there too?
She might be. She wasn't on the list of the new signings. I like Vox. She's small. She's one half of the Sea Stars. Have you seen the Sea Stars?
Are you saying sisters?
No, it's S-E-A.
Oh, no.
S-T-A-Rs. But you know what? They pronounce it because they're Latinas, so they pronounce it as Sea Stars.
Okay.
So it's supposed to kind of have a Latina kind of.
No, I don't think I know who that is.
They're pretty good. They're decent. They're one of the better female tag teams I've ever seen because they're an actual tag team. They do everything as a tag. They're sisters, and Ashley's the better of the two. Yeah.
So they are sisters. So.
No, they're not.
So they're the Sea Stars.
Sea Stars.
All right. Well, let's go into some discussions about. AWA, I mean not AW, AEW, I can't even talk now, and I've had caffeine, so looking at it, you guys think that first week is going to be a big deal. I think a big, where the eyes are going to be, is going to be in that main event. Who are Jericho's partners? And does it have to be a big splash? Because if it's not a big splash, people are going to be disappointed. Like, oh, it's just the, you know what I mean? Yeah, it's just some guys that already am. Mm-hmm.
So,
or does it?
Do you know somebody's coming?
Yeah, it's still blanked out.
No, I mean, but do you know rumors?
No clue. I haven't heard a word about anyone coming. Yeah,
they're trying to keep it tight so that when it happens, people switch channels.
But will it be a letdown if it's, let's just say it's I don't know, just like Spears and MJF or some shit like that?
Anybody that's already on the roster.
Yeah.
So what the AEW crowd wants is somebody that's already not there.
Yeah, they want CM Punk, but I don't think it's going to be Punk. No. But like maybe a Killer Cross or... Okay. A John Moxley, we haven't heard his name. Even though he's on the roster, because he hasn't been around. Yeah. I don't know, Brian Cage. There was talks that Cage was going to be on the last pay-per-view. Someone like that. Johnny Mundo.
Oh, yeah.
Johnny Impact.
That might be why she was shooting it down. Because it's the opposite.
Tessa Blanchard. Would that excite you?
versus who? Who's it again?
The Bucks and Omega. Versus the Bucks and Omega.
Like, would you be mad if they were like, it's the Lucha Bros? Woohoo! Now we're going to get Young Bucks.
I'd be really disappointed if it was the Lucha Bros. I probably would. That'd probably be the worst thing they could give me.
I'm trying to think of who could come.
Who could go with Jericho, though?
LAX.
Hangman Page could be on Jericho's team.
No, Page is fighting. Page has a match.
Yeah, maybe LAX or... Ortiz and Santana.
Yeah.
Maybe.
So I think they need to wow us. And it can't just be something simple like that. So I hope they don't let us down there.
Right.
Yeah, speaking of Paige is fighting Pac. Do you think they gave us that match too soon? Like, I thought that'd be a pay-per-view match, and they're giving it to us on the first TV episode.
I think it's to try to combat NXT with the Adam Cole Riddle thing, because they think that's a big draw. If with them doing that, doesn't that put like Hangman Page like lower? Like he's not getting the push now, or does he?
If he loses,
or does he beat Pac on the first episode?
What are your goals with Pac? I always look at Pac as he's the one that brings the UK eyes.
Right.
My goal with Pac is to put a belt on him.
Yeah. But, I mean, you're definitely bringing people from the UK to watch this show by having Pac on this show.
Yeah. And you're
so you also don't want to make him look bad.
Right. Right.
And you know you're going to get a good match out of him. Like,
just him in general.
If, let's say, for instance, the Lucha Bros, are they split him up. So if you give me Pac and Phoenix.
Oh, man. That'd be great.
Yeah, right? You just did that in your pants, right? So,
yeah.
That's what I'm saying. So, like, you give me those guys like that. I mean, that's where the money's at. I don't think people, no offense to people, but I get more excited for Pac than Adam Page. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
Because he has better high flying moves.
Page is still young. He still hasn't completely developed who he's going to be, I think.
Yeah.
He's going to be a star if done right, but he's just going to be your typical baby face, I think. You know?
What's his style of wrestling? That's what we want to know. Is he just normal wrestling? Is that what he's going for? He's got to have something to him that makes him stand out.
I think he has to take some losses so he comes back with an attitude.
Yeah. Like a pissed off cowboy. He needs a little more Barry Windham in him.
Yeah.
That'll work for me.
He needs a little horse shit on his boots.
Yes, you need horse shit on your boots. Mm-hmm. So, let's think about this. Okay. Raw's on Monday.
Okay.
Tuesday you have Impact.
And
Wednesday you have NXT and AEW. Ooh. Thursday's looking clear right now, but no guarantees.
Wait,
and Impact. Then Friday.
Impact's on Tuesdays now?
On Tuesday. It's been announced. They're going to be on 205 Tuesday.
205 Live? Is 205 Live on Tuesdays?
I have no clue.
Okay.
Because
so
if it's following SmackDown, because SmackDown's on Fridays.
Okay.
So and then plus pay-per-views on the weekend.
So you said Monday is
Raw.
Raw, Tuesday.
Plus ROH and MLW.
Okay, and then Impact on Tuesdays.
Mm-hmm.
Wednesday's NXT and AEW.
Yep.
What's Thursday?
Nothing right now. So far, nothing.
That's NWA.
NWA?
Is it? Maybe.
Wow. Maybe. And then, you know, the pay-per-views on the weekend. Okay, you watching all this, or are you just like, you're drawing a line and saying, okay, I'm watching these two and maybe some DVR and F and the other ones.
A whole lot of New Japan.
And a whole lot of New Japan.
For live, I'm watching AEW.
Yes.
New Japan, because we have the network, we can watch it whenever. Except this weekend, I'm watching live because it's allowed live here in the U.S., right?
I think so.
Because
I
they're here. So.
Yeah.
I would say, like, Impact, might as well watch it live. I mean, unless we have, like,
hockey. Do you guys practice. Have access?
Access? Wait, it's not on the...
No, it's
you can't get it on the app either?
Not live, I don't think.
You'll get it, what, like 3 days later or something?
Yeah, I think so.
Mm.
Well, my live shows, I would want to watch
AEW,
New Japan, and probably MLW.
Is there anything Raw and SmackDown could do to get you to watch these shows coming up?
I wouldn't watch Raw and SmackDown. I want to know. I would, if I see something like, oh, this happened, I'd rewatch it. Maybe.
Okay.
I'd think about it.
No.
No. Okay.
I'd just have curious. To take a good 5 minutes to think about if I'm going to watch it or not.
No,
because and AAA.
There's no sense of watching Raw or SmackDown if they're going to move most of the shows. Or, like, if the rumors are true, like Kevin Owens is going down and, you know, those type of dudes, that's why I watch it in the first place.
Exactly.
Yeah.
If I was watching it and then they put Daniel Bryan there, there's no reason to watch the other show.
Yeah. I agree with you. I agree. It's going to be interesting. I am really curious to see if NXT does better numbers than either Raw or SmackDown when it's all said and done.
I think I heard that NXT has around 1 million or something right now. What would they?
But once it gets going. Because there's no guarantee people are going to watch wrestling on Friday night for SmackDown. Yeah. People like to go out on Fridays. Yep. They don't necessarily stay home and watch wrestling. So there's no guarantees. So interesting. Yeah, I don't have that access channel. So that's why I pay for New Japan. And that's that gets me to the like all the British fans that are complaining about AEW and how they have to pay like something like $6 a month so they can watch AEW live and they're having a fit. I pay $10 for New Japan. I mean, quit crying. It's not in your country. You're paying $6 to watch it live. I pay $10. I spend about $6 to watch Stardom, and it's not even live.
Wait,
it's
I thought it was $4.99.
It might be.
Something like that.
There's an exchange rate there. It's yen.
So $4.99, that's, I mean.
I don't know what they're complaining about. AEW's good. It's worth it. $6?
I mean,
for AEW.
For four shows, basically. You're going to get four live shows. So that's going to be, you know.
Okay, but what time does it start at?
Oh, that's true. Well, you don't have to watch it live, but they're complaining that they wanted to watch it live. They were grazing hell that they wanted to watch it live.
But if it's at 8 o'clock here, that would be 4 in the morning there.
Yep.
Why would they want to
But they
want
to watch it live. That's what they want.
Whoa.
So they came up with a service for them to do that, but they're asking them to pay some money. But I don't think it's outrageous. They're not asking. It's less than the network.
I seen it because Tony Khan said that about commercials. That's their way of getting around it because they won't have commercials. So that's how they would be able to let them watch it.
I think it's fair. Like I said, I gladly pay my $10 a month to watch New Japan.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's pretty normal. If it's not in your country, it's not like Canada. Okay, Canada, I might have a little. If I were in Canada, I might be a little perturbed because it's, you know, same time zone and everything. But this is a whole other country. And on the other side of, you know, the ocean, I think it's more than fair. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just me. Wrestling's not free, guys. We got to pay a little bit.
Yeah. Unless you find it on Twitch.
Yep.
Yeah. But somebody, you might have some dummy talking, but you know.
Yeah.
You know.
Guy eating cheesy poofs in his basement.
Mom.
All right. So I had this one going on. You're playing off your joke. So you've already ruined my joke. I said, will Impact have an impact on all this? Or do they just still stay at the bottom still?
That's it's not going to make joke. A difference.
Yeah.
You said it first.
I know. I'm a dad.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. How do you think you got here?
So, you know, are they just going to stay where they're at? Do you think they'll make any kind of like progress, like become maybe the third best or something? Or they're just.
Nope.
It's not going to make a difference.
No, because they can't be the third best because there's already a third best.
Me.
No, there's. You have.
Triple
AEW, NXT, and New Japan are the top three.
Yeah.
What about AAA?
What about
AAA's
the car insurance?
No. AAA, the company, all right. Wrestling company.
I will throw a question out to you, Joey.
Yes.
Does AAA have a better roster than New Japan?
Oh. Yes.
You're crazy.
You're talking with your heart there, and you know it.
Definitely. They should do a cross promotion. They should have a deal.
They have cooler masks.
Yeah. No. I mean, I like me some AAA, but I don't think they're at the level of New Japan. New Japan is probably one of the best.
They should have a cross-promotion deal. That would be AEW and WWE if they teamed.
Yeah. Well, they do have a thing with AEW, so their AEW is still going to send stars down there for their shows.
But does
so that's going to help them a lot.
Does New Japan have a deal with AEW?
No, that won't happen. There's some kind of friction there. It's not going to happen. But
they're mad that
so does New Japan suffer these next few weeks because all the focus is going to be on American wrestling that's on TV.
New Japan?
Yeah, because think about it. Other than us hardcores that know better, how many eyes get taken away from New Japan? You can watch AEW for free. You can watch NXT for free. If you have access, you can watch.
I don't think they'll lose Impact anyone for free. Because if you're watching AEW, you probably watch New Japan. Yep. Because they're okay. Most of their roster's from there.
Yep, but I don't think any of them will care about NXT.
Eh, some of them might. You yeah, never maybe know. A little bit. Yeah.
We'll see.
So, going back to that, you made me think with that Havoc and Su Young match.
Uh-huh.
How good is Sullivan going to make AEW? You know that old school booking. You watched those WCW shows.
Yeah, I mean, it's everything that I want because that's how WCW was, like pure wrestling. Got the talent over, did like quick little vignettes. Not like they're not just talking on the mics like WWE does. Like they just want to talk, and like because their entertainment, it's their world.
Mm-hmm.
Wrestling entertainment, and the AEWs were wrestling, we're not.
Yeah.
So I think like Kevin Sullivan is the perfect person for that because every place he's been, writer and stuff, they've succeeded backstage.
Unless it was Bischoff. What? Then all he talks. That's the only part of the WCW show where all they do is talk, is when Bischoff came out.
When the NWO came out.
Yeah, NWO wasn't pure wrestling.
But Sullivan has said that he couldn't get those NWO guys to do stuff he wanted them to do, especially Hogan.
No,
Hogan
but was he a did pain like, in the ass. Like he had the Japanese guys versus the cruiserweights guys. Like he was giving yeah. us like Eddie versus Ray, yeah.
or and Ultimo Dragon versus Great Muda or something.
Or we got like
Juventud Guerrero, my favorite wrestler.
Raven and the Flock versus a bunch yes. of other people. Like, we got a lot of stuff like that. Like, stuff that he just built, guys. Like, we got Disco Inferno. I mean.
Okay. You can be done with that one.
It's like gimmicks, but they worked. They got over, and he got everybody over because it was wrestling.
Do you think he can save the Dark Order?
I don't think the Dark Order is that bad, actually. I think the bald guy is really good. The bearded guy.
I don't think they fit together, though.
That's their thing, though. Does wrestling and comics fit together? But it works for us.
But the Viking dude and the giant mess yeah. guy.
Yeah, you got a Viking and a luchador.
It doesn't work like that.
That's the yin and the yang.
Yeah. So I think a little Sullivan magic sprinkled on them maybe gets them over. Because they're not getting over. Right now, for sure, what? They're not getting over. They can wrestle, but I don't think. But maybe he sprinkles some of his crazy magic on them, and comes out with some crazy stuff like he does with Rosemary and Sue Young and all that. I mean, you know, he had yeah. his finger on all that crazy stuff, and he'll reunite. He probably had a lot to do with some of the stuff Allie did back when she was in Impact. So,
mm-hmm. And plus with AEW, I bet they have a lot more money for that, like than Impact
to make it look better.
Yeah.
Look, Undertaker / Fiend level of good, mm-hmm. possibly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it'd be a lot, I think, a little bit better than Impact was on the things.
Sweet. Well, that's all I have this week. There was a lot of news, but it's not like big news, you know what I mean? So, lots of rumors, but I'm not going to get into rumors. We can start our own rumors. Yeah. You know what? I retweeted one of Priscilla Presley's tweets and said, I hope you're on we get to see you on the AEW roster, and she liked it. So let's start a rumor that she liked it. That means she's going to be on the roster.
Yep. She is totally.
Yep.
And Mance Warner, too.
And Mance Warner, too, because he liked yours. So those are our rumors.
Because he likes dirt sheet guys. Beers.
And light beers and AW goes together.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's it. That's all I have for this week. As usual, we'd like you guys to follow us. Subscribe to the Nerdy Legion Network. Just www.nerdylegion.com. You can subscribe there. You can subscribe to the iTunes. You can subscribe through Spotify, Stitcher, all those other fun things. You can follow our page at IndieAlley, where you can see that cool art that Fred doesn't go look at, because he doesn't look at the page anymore because he doesn't tweet there. But it's really
true.
Cool.
That's true.
That's very true. There's a difference on the page now. And then you can follow me at Real Comics. And you can follow Fred at, I screwed it up last time. Tell me what it is.
At Comics Fred.
At Comics Fred. For some reason, I have Fred Reads Comics written down here. I don't know why, but it's at Comics Fred. You can follow him. And last of all, you can follow our other show at Nerds From. Yes. So it's for Nerds From the Underground. But they only allow so many characters.
Right. And we're... That's not like people characters. It's like letters.
Yeah, this isn't no Dungeons and Dragons thing here going on.
yeah, Johnny and I are going to be recording on Sunday. So when this drops, we'll be recording. So.
Oh, so you're making an appearance on the Nerds From the Underground.
Yes, I am.
Is it kind of like, that's kind of like Fandango coming down to NXT. That's what you're doing there, huh?
I don't consider myself a Fandango, but I got a Mandango.
Okay.
All right, on that note, say goodnight.
You're fired.
Wrestling is real. People are fake.
We out.